I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Will the corporate tax rate get cut from 35% to 20% as the president has promised, or might something in the maybe 22% range be acceptable to Republicans? Two of them, Marco Rubio of Florida and Mike Lee, want to attenuate the cut for corporations to help pay for more relief for lower income people by expanding the child tax credit. And on this child credit, a new study from the left-leaning Tax Policy Center finds that doesn't help struggling people as much as advertised. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Low-income families can't claim a child tax credit because most don't make enough money to pay income taxes. The tax credit is made refundable for them. That is, if they work, they can get a subsidy based on their earnings. Rubio and Lee's bill would give them a bigger subsidy. Elaine Mogg is a senior research associate at the Tax Policy Center. She says families struggling to stay afloat really need the money. Those with children under age 3 are the poorest because
one parent might be working part-time or not working at all in order to meet caregiving needs.
Mogg says to really help low-income families, Congress should cut the payroll tax. Chuck Maher is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
These tax credits do have a noticeable effect on maternal health, on infant health, on performance in school.
Even if Rubio and Lee's amendment passes, the Senate increase in the child tax credit would still expire after 2025. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.